This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Film Effect from my home with my children.
Hi.
Say hi, guys.
Hola.
All right, so this week, I haven't been able to leave my house again, as we all have, because we're all sheltering in place.
Right.
What do you guys think about sheltering in place?
Pretty annoying.
It's awful.
So, but for me, what's been great is that
movies.
You guys have been watching movies with me, which is like my dream.
Yes.
It is. And today, we decided to watch...
Dun, 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 dun.
The Matrix.
The Matrix. So, you know what? If you feel like you're living in an alternate reality, if you feel like you're living in the Matrix, you may just be, okay?
So are we.
And so are we. That's right, Stella. So I'm going to... Oh, man. There's
that
the dog.
That was the dog.
It's all right. This is a real-time...
He has some opinions on the Matrix.
...broadcast, well. Because now the dog's going to bark. You know what? We're just going to let it happen.
All right.
It's fine. We're going to let it happen. All right, so I'm going to tell you guys about this movie. This movie was made in 1999. None of you guys were even born yet.
You're right. I was not born for 8 more years.
No, you weren't. And I was... What was I in 1999?
Well, you were.
I was born in 73. Who's the fastest at math? 1, 2, 3, go. No, it's okay. You don't have to do it. All right. I don't remember how old I am, but I was before I had you, so that's all that matters.
27?
27?
20.
How old do you think I am?
26.
All right.
Maybe.
I divert.
26.
26.
Maybe?
Possibly.
No.
Let's just go with it.
Wait, what were you born? 1973.
3.
Plus 6 is 1979, plus 20 is 1999.
Okay, she did it. Yes! Okay. So the description of The Matrix, given to me from my usual resource, imdb.com, goes like this. A computer hacker learns from mysterious rebels about the true nature of his reality and his role in the war against its controllers.
That is a very confusing,
I know.
Label for the movie.
But I think you can describe this movie in a sentence.
Yeah, no. You're right. Think they did good.
Right?
Good job. Round of applause.
They did a really amazing job with that description. It is directed by Lena Wachowski and Lily Wachowski.
Sisters.
Wait a minute. As the Wachowski brothers.
Brothers?
That makes no sense.
Maybe they're boys.
All right, we're just going to move on. It's written by Lily Wachowski, and it stars your mom's favorite, Keanu Reeves.
Right.
Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie Ann Moss, I'm sure that's Trinity, and a few other people, like the bad guy, Joe Pantoliano.
Pantoliano.
He's a really good actor, to be honest with you. All right.
So Tiffy just abused the dog.
All right. So we're just, you know what? This is what's happening right now. We're trying really hard. I thought it would be fun. I talk about you guys on my podcast all the time. And, you know, sometimes I need the young children perspective or the young person perspective. I won't say children because you guys...
We are children, but you can't consider us young children because young children are like toddlers.
Yeah, so Charlotte's a young child.
I'm not an adult. A toddler.
Well, you're very mature anyway, so it doesn't really matter. All right, so what were your first thoughts on this movie, if you have any?
At the beginning, I was like, this is so dumb. Why is he the chosen one? He's a nerd and he doesn't matter. Then at the end, he really came through.
Okay.
I've mostly heard about The Matrix because when people wear, like, latex that's black, I've heard people be like, oh, it looks like you're from The Matrix. So that was the only perspective I'd had on this movie at first.
Oh, at first? I had no idea what this movie was.
Well, I kind of brought it to the playing field today. I was like, let's try to watch The Matrix. I brought it to the table. I think you should be doing this podcast, Stella. You have a much better way of phrasing things than me. That's why you're so awesome. And Charlotte, so are you. Okay. All right. So, Stella, what were your first thoughts?
Want me to say them again?
No. What are your second thoughts?
Well, what do you mean? Like, I just...
Well, did you... Okay, so now we're into the movie. You had heard of the movie.
In the first scene, I liked her. She looked pretty swag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a little mysterious. Follow the white...
It was hard to understand some of it because the, like, music.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you had to pay really close attention or, like, turn up the volume really high and then...
And then we just caved and decided to put on subtitles.
Yeah.
Right, because we can all read.
Yeah, so it was really helpful for my English skills and also for me to learn better, you know, how to speak. All right, so anyway, that's a good thing you brought up. So right away, when the movie started, you guys did have a lot of questions, I noticed. You were very confused.
Yes.
Why is he doing that? What is her? What's her name? Why is she doing that? Right? There was a lot of confusion, which is what they wanted you to be, was confused, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But what did you figure out pretty quickly?
That she was pretty badass.
Oh my goodness.
I
mean, about the story. So you didn't know anything that was happening. I'm trying to,
I thought she was a spider.
A spider?
Yeah, because she was climbing the walls.
Oh, yes. Well, she kind of was like a superhero in the beginning, right? Oh. Did you just say that?
I said superhuman.
She was a little bit of a superhuman in the beginning, I have to say. But then you find out what?
That they are not living in
real life. Basically, they're living in a simulation.
Yes.
Right. So, actually, I have some interesting questions for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, when the time this movie was made, mm-hmm. there were video games and there were certain things, but now that it's 2020, video games have really progressed, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And, like, even, like, think about the Vive. Where you can, like, do virtual reality and you can, like, put on the goggles and you're kind of in a fake world.
The Matrix.
Right. So this was way before any of those things even happened.
So if right now this is the Matrix, then you're in a separate Matrix in the Matrix.
Right. Well, you know what my question is? Do you think that during the time, like, mm-hmm. think about this.
Yeah.
There are people in the 90s making games and thinking about the future of video games. Do you think that a movie like this set the tone for some of these guys to get ideas about what virtual reality was going to be? Because that didn't exist in 1999.
I think that there were multiple aspects of the creation of virtual reality, but this definitely went towards that.
Well, you wonder, because a lot of people watch things and they're influenced by them, right? So think about all the things that you watch that you're influenced by, and then you might get an idea, and who knows?
Yeah.
Just saying. Maybe the Matrix is the reason that we have virtual reality now.
Good point.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know. All right, so let's get into it. What did you think of the Alice in Wonderland comparisons?
I thought it was pointless and, like, why? Like, it's kind of weird. I feel like the directors were just like, oh, this movie seems so cool. And you know what else we're going to add? Alice in Wonderland. Like, why would you add that?
Well, because it's a little bit of, like, being lost, right? He's lost in the world that he's in.
Yeah, but it's a bad reference. Like,
why?
I think you'd... I feel like it would be better to say, like,
it's just, like, it had no meaning.
Like,
I thought the white rabbit was going to be more important than a tattoo on someone's
body. Yeah, it would, like, follow the white rabbit. And, like, if it was a bigger thing that was, like, a larger part of the story, I would understand it. But they only mentioned it twice, which was a little odd.
Yeah, maybe, what's his face? What's the guy's name?
Which one?
The one with the M.
Morpheus.
Yeah, maybe he just really liked Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
I think it was their way of trying to show our main character, Neo.
It's like Alice.
That what he was about to encounter was a bit like that. You know, I thought it was a good analogy. I think it played pretty well. But I see your point. Makes sense.
I feel like Alice in Wonderland reminds me of, like, little kids. I think the Matrix is so far from that.
It is very far from that. It's very adult.
It's weird.
Right?
To mush those two.
All right, so let's walk through it a little bit. So Neo, he's a computer guy. He works a computer job. He's also doing hacking on the side. He's tapping into hacking stuff where he's getting messages through the systems that there's something bigger. There's this thing called the Matrix. He doesn't know what it is. He's like, what is the Matrix? So he's already kind of tapped in that something is up. Something's going on.
You know what confuses me?
What?
You know what confuses me?
Tell me.
Well, at the very beginning when he was in his cubicle, you know, do you recall when he was late for work and then he had to go in his cubicle?
I do remember that.
Okay, so he got a call from Morpheus and he was like, Morpheus? And like, how did he know it was Morpheus?
Good question. So we're supposed to, I think, understand that he's been doing hacking and he's been trying to connect with other hackers, and that Morpheus has been speaking to him through the computer system. And so he thinks Morpheus has
but
some...
But he doesn't know. Like, why would he question...
He's been looking for Morpheus through hacking.
Yeah, but how did he know Morpheus had anything to do with this entire thing?
He didn't know what it was yet. He just knew he wanted to know what... He didn't know what the Matrix was. He just knew that it was something that he needed to figure out what it was, because he's been searching for something.
Yeah, but like, as far as he knew, it was just like a funny word.
I think he thought it was like a computer system or a programming system or something that was affecting the world
something
in
more.
A different way. Almost as like if we thought like all our stuff was being hacked and like the government's trying to control us. I think he thought it was like the government,
mm-hmm.
and that this guy was like a secret guy going, I can explain to you what they're really doing to you.
Yeah.
But I don't think he had any idea it was going to go beyond that. I thought that he thought the world he was in was real, and that if anything, maybe there was some bad government things going on, and this guy Morpheus was going to explain to him what this Matrix thing
was. And you know
what
was also pretty
That's
wacky.
My guess.
You know what was pretty wacky?
What?
Like, so at the beginning when he, after that whole thing where Morpheus called him, he was like, they put like a weird bug inside of him.
Right.
And then like, but in, well, I guess it's hard to say real life, but I don't know. But in the other scene, there was actually the bug in him, but he thought it was a dream.
Well, that's where the one guy, Morpheus, explains that like, the dream world and the real world, not the real world, but the Matrix, like when they're awake is the same thing.
Right.
Like, well, they're never awake.
Know, like,
they're in little
right.
ponds.
Yeah, so it's like a dream
so
within
the
dream.
So the dream world is the Matrix. And then the real world is where they are, where they've
yes.
been pulled out of the Matrix.
In the dark, depressing ship with the shaved haircuts.
I hate his
and
haircut.
And the bad clothing. I know, but somehow people choose the real world somehow, which I still kind of think
I
understand
the
bad
guy.
All right, so he gets into the real world. They pull. I mean, what about that scene? Can we talk about the scene where he is in
oh,
the
yeah,
pod?
That was
a
really
little
disturbing.
Gruesome.
What did you guys think of that?
It was very gruesome.
That was awful.
He was like a baby in there. Like,
yeah, it was
things
weird.
Attached to him.
It made me feel like ew.
It made me feel bad. Like, he looks all like puny and.
I'm he just like, naked? Oh, that's bad.
Well, because he's been in there since he was a baby.
I know, but I felt
How crazy
bad.
Is that?
Like, he was just like a puny little, like,
I know, and then he
gremlin.
Keeps slithering out.
He's like,
yeah.
Do you think that was a little bit of it, like, about being born?
Oh.
Like, symbolic?
I hope not.
I,
really I think
hope
so.
Not.
Because, like,
was.
When you're born, you're naked, and you come out,
and you're connected
slimy.
With tubes.
You are connected with tubes.
Okay, that's, like, really weird.
That's, like, his birth is when he comes out of that pod.
Can we talk about Cypher?
Oh, what's Cypher?
The evil guy.
Dude.
Oh, was that his name? I already forgot his name.
Good one.
Sure, what do you want to talk about?
Like, ew.
Joe Pantoliano. Joey Pants. That's what they call him.
Okay.
His nickname. Actor. He's actually a really good actor.
He just killed everyone.
Well, he wants the fake life, you know? He had the taste of the real life. He said, this is lame. I want to eat a steak,
jealous.
Drink wine, hang out with women, have a fancy apartment.
How would you know the difference between the dream world and the real world?
So
yeah.
Charlotte, your favorite character is the bad guy.
No!
I'm just kidding.
When did
what I was saying was that...
Yeah, Stella, what were you
saying?
What
was
say?
I saying?
You gotta
That he's like so dumb that they probably were just going to kill him anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that...
Just to get Zion's code or whatever.
Zion.
My mistake.
We never got to see the Zion people.
Oh, yeah.
I
really
weird.
Wanted to see them.
Me too.
I was excited to see their world.
I know. Well, why didn't they show us that?
Because
too much
they
effort.
Hate us.
I guess they do. So, what was your favorite, who's your favorite character?
Trinity.
Well, you're so basic.
Okay, let's not insult each
she's
other.
She's the best.
Okay.
Who did you like?
I liked...
No, I like Tank.
If you have to think about it, then you...
Tank. The guy
oh,
who
I
like Tank
too.
Tank was pretty
Tank
cool.
Was
I liked
good.
Him.
And then the bad guy was like, pew, pew, pew. And he was like, no, you thought. And he was like, pew, pew, pew.
So no one likes Neo.
I like Neo, but he's not my favorite.
Yeah, he was kind of a nerd.
I mean, look, Trinity is definitely the coolest character.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite character were the squids.
I don't like... What's his face?
Morpheus?
Like, yeah, he's just kind of boring.
I know, he's kind of one-dimensional.
Yeah. He's like
he
really
never like
weird.
Strayed from the path. He never had a human moment where he was like, man, maybe this won't work. He never had doubt. I think a good character needs doubt. Or they don't always trust
everything.
I feel
like he just didn't have anything, like, special. He was just, like, the captain.
That scene where he was, like, with the bad guys and his eyes were, like, rolled back into his head, that was a little freaky.
I was like, it was kind of cool when he busted out of it, I thought.
Yeah, but I feel like he could have done more. Chain. Like, dude, you're supposed to be, like, the captain. Like, bust out and run. Don't just, like...
I know, but it's the whole thing of how he's,
you know... Only the captains know the code to Zion. But I don't think he would have told them.
All right, well. So, in terms of this movie, did it make you think about real life in any way?
Kinda.
Stella thinks we're living in a simulation.
I don't think we are. It's just I can see people's point of view. It does make sense. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
That we're all in a matrix?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What I could see that point of view. Like,
but who are the bad guys?
I don't know.
There doesn't have to be bad guys.
There has to be bad guys.
Not really.
There's this book I read. What was it called? It was so good.
What was it called?
10 out of 10. Ugh.
Oh my goodness, Stella.
It was kind of about this.
Book recommendations coming now.
It was about living in a simulation.
All right. Well, what I thought was a really cool explanation of a deja vu was that there was a glitch in the system.
Oh, I get really bad deja vu.
That was a pretty interesting idea.
With a cat. I didn't know. I get like crazy deja vu.
That's so weird. I have a lot of theories about that have nothing to do with a computer glitch. But that's just my theory.
I don't, like, have what he did where he, like, saw it twice, mm-hmm. but, like, when I, like, experience it, I'm like, this happened in a dream yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, I literally lived through this. Like, I know what's going to happen. That person's going to cough. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's never happened to me. I think you're special.
What are you trying to tell me? That I can dodge bullets? No, Neo. I'm trying to tell you that when you're ready, you won't have to.
What was the trippiest part, or the, like, most, like, mind-blowing part of the movie for you?
When he could see, like, the green.
Oh, yeah, when he went, like, at the very end, he was like, I am the chosen one. And then he was, like, fighting that person with one hand. And then he, like, went through him, and he killed him. He, like, broke him.
That was pretty cool, right?
Pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
I did like the part of the subway, when mm-hmm. he was, like, oh, he, like, started to decide. And then he did a backflip. Up and like he left the robot man.
There was a lot of karate in this movie.
He was like, I know.
But there were no Asian people, which I thought was not fair.
I thought that dude was Asian.
Put your chair down. Charlotte's making sounds with her chair. And now the table. Not to judge anything about karate, because I know everyone does karate, but there was a lot of karate.
I think you should cut that part out.
No, I talk about everything on the show.
You talk about how Asian people are good at karate.
They are.
I don't remember what the.
It's from their culture. Do you think we invented karate?
No, but...
I'm just saying, it's true. All right, well, anyway, they could have had all kinds of fighting in there. Could have been anything. But that's the coolest one to watch people do.
Yeah, but our friend, the actor dude, was a little,
Keanu?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he did his best. He was all like... People love Keanu. He's still famous. He's still in movies right now. He's, what's the... John Wick. He's John Wick. That series that comes out now, that movie series. Okay. All right, so
has it been
favorite scene.
Minutes?
Yes, favorite scene. You just said it.
Oh yeah, when they like.
Do you have a favorite scene?
I don't know.
I can tell you what scene I thought was stupid.
The kissing.
Yes.
It's gotta have it.
I agree.
She was like, the shaman naman lady told me one thing, and that was that. I find true love, and the one I was in love with would be the chosen one. And I love you, and you are the chosen one. He was like, and she was like,
I know, and then he just came out of it like it was nothing.
I know.
Where
so we're talking about the scenes. The scenes where...
They were talking.
There's so much at stake. They're fighting for their lives. And suddenly, they stop to have a deep conversation mm-hmm. in the middle of all of that. Right
very
before
stupid.
They can escape.
I was screaming at the TV.
You screamed at the TV at least 4 times.
Yeah, Charlotte was getting ready.
Because it is frustrating when they do that. And it wasn't the right time anyway for Trinity to be like, the Oracle told me.
I know. Is she dumb? Like, she should know out of all people that you have to wait until you're on the ship. And then you can talk about how you're in love.
And because of that conversation, the squid things came into the ship and he almost didn't make it.
No, that wasn't that conversation.
Yeah, because he shot the phone. So if they were a little faster, the phone would have been... And it would have rang again.
I know. Everything just got just completely strung out in that thing. It was
because the agent person shot the phone.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
but it wasn't because of the squids.
He might. This he wouldn't have been able to get back into the ship. This is true. Well.
That was a good pockets.
But you guys liked it, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to the trivia page. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary Hong Kong stunt coordinator Wu Ping Yuen refused to work on the film. Even after receiving the script, which he liked, he hoped that by asking for an exorbitant fee, it would turn off the Wachowskis. It didn't. He next formulated what he considered an impossible request. He said that he'd agree only if he had complete control of the fights and that he trained the actors for 4 months before they shoot. They completed his request.
They complied.
They complied with his request.
That's kind of whack.
God, what a bossy guy.
Yeah, I would have punched that man in the face.
It also said the studio insisted on a great deal of explanatory dialogue as they described the screenplay as the script that nobody understands. I guess yes. Nobody understood the script. The opening action scene took 6 months of training and 4 days to shoot.
Holy cow. That was like a 5 minute long clip.
Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine that? For 6 months?
Oh, wait, it actually wasn't stunt doubles?
I guess not some of it. I guess they used
both. That's crazy.
Carrie Ann Moss twisted her ankle while shooting one of the scenes, but decided not to tell anyone until after filming. She's a badass.
I would have done the same.
Well.
Oh my gosh. To prepare for the scene in which Neo wakes up in a pod, Keanu Reeves lost 15 pounds and shaved his whole body to give Neo an
emaciated look.
He was a hairless baby.
Yeah, that's why he looked all puny. He shaved his entire body.
Will Smith was approached to play Neo, but he turned it down.
I feel like...
Wow. In Greek mythology, this is an interesting fact. In Greek mythology, Morpheus is the god of dreams. Somewhat ironic, considering Morpheus' role here is to awaken people from their dream states to reality.
Dun dun dun.
Interesting.
One scene I would like to note is when all the kids have abilities. Like, really? Neo was chosen when that kid can bend a spoon?
At the age of 3?
Yeah. I loved that scene with the Oracle. That was probably one of my favorite scenes.
Me too.
I have to say, if I had a favorite scene, that would be the scene.
Yeah, I like that part.
That was
very
cool.
And the kids who were making the blocks float. That's sick.
Well,
and
the weird thing, here's the weird thing. Is that people can kind of do that today. And it's a little bit weird like Star Wars, but some people can move things with energy.
How?
It's called telekinesis.
Oh my God, that's not a real thing.
It's a real thing!
No, it's not. That's a superpower.
How do you know?
List. It's the list, oh, would you want to fly? It's oh, I would want telekinesis. It's not a real thing.
Hey, if I want to believe in telekinesis, I'm going to believe in telekinesis.
Okay, then I'll believe in flying.
Fine.
Let me just grow a pair of wings.
Oh my
BRB.
Goodness. Okay.
BRB vlog.
Do you think this movie was a commentary on society at the time that was saying that we're all kind of living in a very unawake state and that we should wake up? We should wake ourselves? Because you know how people say that word now today? It's a very popular word.
Yeah.
Woke.
Just wake up.
Are you woke?
Okay, that's just not what that means at all.
Woke doesn't mean that?
No.
What does woke mean?
Wake up, get good vibes, wake up.
It means that you're aware of...
No, it doesn't.
What does it mean?
Woke is
It means that.
No,
are we going to go... Seriously?
I know what woke means.
My people, do you see what I'm dealing with here?
Woke is a term... I don't know. It's
There's a lot of background noise. I'm going to apologize. We're at the kitchen table. My children are eating. They're getting water. The dog keeps barking. I'm going to look up to be woke. Woke culture.
You have to look on Urban Dictionary.
Why?
No, woke culture? What?
By the way, it's an African-American term.
No, holy cow.
That's what it says. All right, well, anyway, I think I'm not going to use the word woke, but I am going to say that I think the movie was a comment on people waking up a little bit to their roles in their lives, their roles in the society they're in, and to break free your mind, right? There's always that statement of freeing your mind, right? See?
Being woke is what happens. And instead of taking one blue pill, you down the entire bottle.
Yeah, man.
How is that? What?
You gotta wake yourself up.
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
All right, well, anyway, we're not going to get into the to describe the entire, you know, what influence of woke on this society, because it's definitely a term.
What does yeet mean?
Can everyone sit down?
I am sitting.
All right, well, anyway, you guys have any other thoughts you want to share about this film?
It was 10 out of 10. Would recommend. Oh, if you guys good. Haven't seen it, you should, because...
Well, we just spoiled the entire thing.
That's what I do on my show.
It opens your eyes...
Let's talk about the film.
It opens your eyes to the world around us and brings you aware to things you never thought of before.
Right. Or it even that just makes you think about things you might not have even, thought about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Challenge your own thinking. That's kind of what I got from it.
It's one of those movies that after you have to think, and I think those movies are the best.
They are the best. All right, so real quick, worst scene in the movie.
All right. Go. When she was about to confess his feelings in front of the telephone.
That's what I said.
Before they were, about to, die or something.
Right.
For me, it was like when...
What?
That wasn't the worst scene. I mean, it made me pretty mad, but I don't know. I think the scenes were all good altogether.
Oh, right. She's a good... Oh. You know what? Thank you for that, Charlotte. Appreciate
also,
that.
Yes. The scene in the beginning where, she first sees, Trinity first sees Neo, and they're, in the club, and she's telling him about it.
Yes.
About, him and the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was annoying because, that whole scene just made me mad because you could not hear one word they were saying.
She was like...
Yeah, and then there was loud club music in the background.
Well, I think that's just
really?
the translation into the TV of that movie from a long time ago. I don't know why. Just some movies do that. Sorry, it's our bad audio setup.
Still, I just really thought that it was unnecessary to do it that way.
That's a good point. What do you think of their outfits?
10 out of 10.
Right?
Would see them at the Met Gala.
Yes. The trench coats, right?
Yeah,
we
guys
thought it was
probably
a little peculiar how they were fighting and like when they came to save
Morpheus
and they were in long trench coats, just walking on the walls, and we thought that'd be a little annoying. Also, the sunglasses.
Yeah, it's probably hard to see out of
sunglasses
them.
Were really unnecessary. However, they did look cool. So I'll also ask if you had an avatar and you could have it be anything that you wanted, what would you look like?
Oh, I look like me.
In this outfit right now?
No, not in this outfit. I mean,
if you could dream up any look for your role for when you're in the Matrix.
Not jeans.
And you could have it on a snap of the fingers.
I can't fight in jeans, but I have to fight with it.
Oh yeah, you have to do karate, obviously.
Oh.
And possibly some
slow
motion jumping up
probably,
into the air.
Okay, so I'd honestly...
What would your outfit look like?
I'd be, super tan.
Okay. Super tan.
All right? Goddess level tan.
Oh, wow.
And I'd have dark hair.
Okay.
Long.
Okay.
Never gets oily.
Okay.
I'd have clear skin, I'd be pretty.
Well, you are pretty, so that's already happening.
Freckles, probably, I actually like brown eyes, so that's fine. And then I'd probably be wearing those business people pants, but kind of cargo pants,
but
they're blue.
Stylish.
Okay, sure.
I'd want them blue, high waisted, and then I'd be wearing, what is it?
A sweater vest.
I probably would. No, I'd be wearing...
Something that would be an interesting
choice. Something
I think that would be so funny, honestly. It's everybody gets so serious about their outfit, but what if in the Matrix I didn't care what I look like?
Yeah, what if
I
just... Sweatpants?
It's fake anyway, so sweatpants
Facts.
And a sweatshirt.
Not a sweatshirt, short sleeve shirt. I'd get hot.
I mean, quite honestly, you could be completely naked because none of it's real.
I would.
You want to do.
I think I'd do that, but it makes
I'd
you vulnerable
probably wear
to
sweatpants,
right?
sweatpants.
Do you think people are cold there? Do you think it's cold?
I like it cold.
Like when it looks cold and everybody's wearing like
snake
pants and jackets and stuff. Do you think it's cold or do you think it's just normal temperature?
Guys,
so you can feel.
Remember that scene where they were in the white room and he was like, "This is the world, what the world actually looks like," and it was like storming and it was like black and white and it was just
so stormy.
Okay, so I think
really stormy.
That storms have a big impact because people associate like their mood with storms.
That's very
true. They associate
true.
Like
yes,
like upset and like that destroyed. You know, so
I think
that was like a wise decision to make it stormy.
It was to set the mood.
Yes,
right.
But I also thought it was kind of weird because I know like for the plot and for the storyline, like it's stormy because it's like a bad place. But like if we're being honest, even if there's AI, I really doubt that they're going to be able to control the weather and make it stormy all the time.
Well, apparently they blew up the world.
Yeah.
What?
They blew up the sky. Remember he said kind of screwed up the sky and the war that they had with the AI.
It screwed up the sky?
I guess it screwed up like the...
See, that's just like some dumb way of saying that it just always thunders because they don't know why it would always thunder. They just need to make it seem like a scary and bad place.
I think the Wachowski brothers should be mad at you.
Hey, I just said your movie was a 10 out of 10, so you guys can't come at me.
Why are they named Lana and Lily, however they're the Wachowski brothers?
Maybe that's their parents.
Someone please explain it to me.
Maybe they're boys.
I mean, they're definitely not.
Maybe they're trans.
I've seen these other movies they've made. I think it's just a joke that that's what they wanted to call themselves that. Anyway.
Maybe they didn't know their movie was going to blow up and they were just like, well.
I think that this was a big movie at the time.
I know.
To the fact,
I don't know.
To
no
the
one's
point,
ever heard of something like
the
this
point
before.
That you guys even knew about it and you weren't even around when it was made is like, shows you that it was definitely a serious pop
well,
culture
even
movie.
Even what their war was iconic.
Am I right?
Yes.
I mostly knew it because of their outfits.
Oh my.
Now Siri wants
These
to get involved.
What you're looking for.
All right, now we're going to do the part of the show where I ask Siri. Hey Siri. Have you seen The Matrix?
No.
Would you like to?
Would you like to?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Oh, Siri sucks.
It's all right, we'll try one more time.
I know. It's not cool.
Don't listen to her.
I'm not sure I understand.
Have you heard of the movie The Matrix?
Here are movies matching The Matrix.
Oh my.
All right, you know, this is why our artificial intelligence is nowhere near this movie, okay? There's no chance that this artificial intelligence is going to take over my life. Sorry, Siri. Ain't going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah.
Right?
But I'm...
All right, well, listen, do we have any last... I'm going to keep this. This is a short and sweet mini-sode with my family. And if you guys enjoyed this experience, you can come back, possibly.
Oh, yes.
With another movie review.
Sure. We were going to watch the other movie.
What should we watch next? Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It's not nearly as good as this movie, but we could give it a try. All right, well, listen, I'm going to let you guys go and play outside because it looks beautiful and the dog just wants to take a walk, I think.
Oh, I think Duncan's going to do that.
Yeah, we are not going to do that.
I think we're going to go.
I think we are going to go on a long bike ride so we cannot walk a dog.
Fine, you're going to make the most of this quarantine, sheltering in place, and go play outside in the Matrix.
Oh, my.
Yes,
because everything is fake.
Just
Peace
remember
out,
that this Enjoy. Matrix is real and you cannot fly and jump over things, so be
Peace
safe.
Peace out, podcast.
Everyone try to go fly at their own home because I bet you guys can.
Yep.
All right, well, thanks for being on my show this week, guys.
Yeah.
And next time, maybe we'll have you again.
They just want to whisper really closely. Goodbye, guys. Thanks for coming to our